Hello, well, listener. Thank you for still staying tuned in Indonesia today through our audio streaming via inews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and I will accompany you to complete your weekend with highlight of the week. Here are the headlines. Batik is national identity and driver of economic growth. Japan commits to strengthening cooperation with Indonesia. Now, the complete info. The first information is about Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon emphasized that Batik should stand as a national identity while also driving economic growth through preservation and increased production. Hasna has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon, in his message on the commemoration of National Batik Day Thursday, recalled the origin of the declaration of October 2nd as Indonesia's National Batik Day.
Hari ini kita peringati sebagai Hari Batik Nasional.
Today we commemorate National Batik Day because on October 2nd, 2009, Batik was officially designated as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO
atau intangible cultural heritage oleh UNESCO.
Fadlizon encouraged the people to preserve batik. He underlined that batik is not merely clothing, but the symbol of national identity that must be safeguarded and empowered.
Jadi marilah kita pakai batik kebanggaan kita.
Let us wear our batik with pride and make it a true part of our culture, our national identity, our character, and may more people wear batik, more batik be produced, and greater contributions be made to our nation's economy.
As part of the commemoration, students and workers across the country also wear batik every October 2nd. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Next, we have information about Indonesian Vice President Gibran conveyed the government's commitment to corn self-sufficiency while also encouraging the role of the younger generation through modern agricultural technology in South Sumatra. Rizka has the details.
Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka conducted a working visit and attended the Corn Harvest Festival in Banyuasin, South Sumatra. In his statement on Wednesday, he said Banyuasin Regency as one of the third largest corn centers in South Sumatra is considered to have a strategic role in supporting President Prabowo Subianto's vision and mission in the food sector.
Banyuasin is one of the third largest corn producing areas in South Sumatra. We will ensure that his priority programs, his vision and mission, one of which is food self-sufficiency, can run smoothly.
Vice President Gibran also encouraged the role of the younger generation to actively participate in the modernization of the agricultural sector. He emphasized the importance of research and development to ensure that agricultural innovation becomes more advanced and sustainable.
Yes, looking ahead, young people can participate. For example, in mechanization, using AI technology, such as for testing soil pH level, using drones to spread seeds. So, in reality, young people can participate directly in this industry.
The Corn Harvest Festival, held on 1,000 hectare plot of land, is proof of the government's support in strengthening food and security and improving the welfare of farmers as directed by President Prabowo Subianto. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Now we have information about the Indonesian e-football national team has secured its place in the prestigious FIFA e-World Cup Finals 2025. To be held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia in December 2025. This assurance came after the red and white squad successfully advanced through the regional qualifiers with positive results. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has the details.
Indonesia secured a place in the prestigious FIFA E-World Cup tournament after delivering positive results in the regional qualifier. Head coach of the Indonesian e-football console and mobile team, Putra Sutopo, explained on Wednesday, October 1st, that the team's target was achieved.
We successfully passed the group stage in second place, and thank God, yesterday in the knockout stage, we immediately advanced to the upper final. So we've officially secured a spot in the FIFA E-Finals.
He stated that the qualifier became an opportunity for player rotation, giving new talents the chance to gain experience and strengthen team chemistry. Meanwhile, Indonesia e-football athlete Rizky Fiden described the group stage as a valuable lesson, pointing out that Asia remains one of the toughest regions.
It's definitely a learning experience because the Asia region for e-football is one of the toughest. The opponents we faced in the group stage were mostly teams we usually encounter in other tournaments. They also have a lot of experience.
He added that there is still much room for improvement both in gameplay and out-game aspects. With around 2 months to prepare, the team is committed to continuous discussion and evaluation to identify areas that need improvement. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to our next info. Ambassador of Japan to Indonesia Masaki Yasushi, during his farewell reception, stated that he believes Indonesia-Japan cooperation can be enhanced through bridging Indonesia's young and dynamic population with Japan's technological capabilities and experience. Isan Saputra has the details.
Japan is committed to continuing to strengthen cooperation with Indonesia in various fields. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Masaki Yasushi, stated it at the Ambassador's farewell reception in Jakarta on Thursday, October 2nd.
I firmly believe that further strengthening cooperation across diverse fields by linking Indonesia's young and dynamic population with Japan's technological capabilities and experience will greatly benefit both nations.
Ambassador Masaki also emphasized the importance of strengthening people-to-people exchange as a key to the long-term relationship between the two countries. He says that the Indonesia-Japan relationship is not only about investment and infrastructure development, but also grows from close ties between people.
Now, many Indonesians are coming to Japan, tourists, students, workers. I hope that can be increased a lot, and also Japanese should come more to understand mutually, and also it's very good for both countries. So I think that is the most important thing to develop our bilateral relations.
Masaki Yasushi expressed his hope that his successor would continue efforts to strengthen Indonesia-Japan relations, especially in education, youth exchange, and improving public welfare. Isan Saputra, Voice of Indonesia.
Our next info is about Indonesia and Switzerland have agreed to strengthen sustainable infrastructure cooperation to realize Indonesia's Golden Vision 2045. This collaboration is considered capable of opening up significant opportunities in the infrastructure sector. Rizka Fadila has the details.
Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono emphasized the importance of collaboration between Indonesia and Switzerland in infrastructure development to open opportunities towards Indonesia's Golden Vision 2045. At the Innovative Solutions in Infrastructure Development Forum in Jakarta on Friday, he added that infrastructure is not limited to roads or ports, but also serves as a connector for society and a means to reduce inequality.
We are projected to become the world's fourth largest economy by 2045. Our middle class is expanding rapidly, driving both consumption and innovation. And our government, under President Prabowo, is accelerating food, energy, and water security, supported by sustainable infrastructure, the very foundations of long-term growth.
At the same event, the Vice President and Federal Councillor of the Swiss Confederation, Guy Permelin, stated that the presence of the Swiss delegation in Indonesia is expected to mark the beginning of new business partnership.
Our partnership already rests on a solid foundation. First of all, I would like to underline the importance of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA. This agreement provides a solid legal framework for deepening economic ties between our two countries.
Meanwhile, Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said that by combining Indonesia's rich resources and Swiss technology innovation, both countries are believed to be able to deliver infrastructure development that is not only modern and efficient, but also green, resilient, and sustainable for Indonesia's golden future in 2045. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Coming up next, information about Indonesia and Germany have reaffirmed their strong commitment to a long-term strategic partnership. Both nations highlighted the importance of their ongoing collaboration across multiple sectors. Dika has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Hajj and Umrah Muhammad Irfan Yusuf stated Indonesia's commitment for a long-term strategic partnership with Germany during the celebration night of the 35th anniversary of German Unity Day in Jakarta Thursday.
On behalf of the people and government of Indonesia, I wish to convey our most heartfelt congratulations to the people and government of Germany. We wish you continued unity, strength, and prosperity in the many years to come. In the future, Indonesia will remain your partner and friend in building a better world, as we have done together for the past 72 years.
Acknowledging Germany as a key partner, Minister Yusuf noted that the relationship not only in political and economic sectors, but also in human development. He also mentioned the recent visit of the Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs of Germany on collaboration in higher education, vocational training, and cultural exchange. On the other hand, Chancellor of the German Embassy to Indonesia, Thomas Kraft, said Germany recognized Indonesia's important role in supporting global peace.
Ending wars, bringing about lasting and just peace, and overcoming global threats requires multilateral action and international partnership. And Indonesia, as one of our key partners, has a crucial role to play.
Chancellor Graf mentioned their shared goal with Indonesia about the two-state solution for the situation in the Middle East. Other ongoing cooperation, such as Just Energy Transition Partnership, or JETP, alongside Japan, Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, between Indonesia and the European Union, and Germany's participation in the Super Garuda Shield exercise. Dikaden Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Last but not least, we have some information about the third amendment to the state-owned enterprises law has officially been passed during the plenary session of the House of Representatives. This reform is considered important to strengthen governance so that SOEs become more transparent, accountable, and able to contribute to public welfare. Ofra has the details.
The decisions to amend Law No. 19 of 2003 on state-owned enterprises was confirmed during the 6th plenary sessions of the House in Jakarta on Thursday. Chairperson of House Commission's 6th Anggia R. Marini emphasized that state-owned enterprises play a vital role as amended by the Constitution. She stated that SOEs must not only be professionals and profitable, but also transparent and accountable in order to achieve public welfare. She underlined that reforming the SOE law is an important step to ensure that this transformation runs effectively.
Perbaikan tata kelola BUMN yang direalisasikan
melalui the improvement of SOE governance through the 4th Amendment to the SOE law is considered highly relevant and necessary. In the end, it is expected that SOEs in Indonesia will contribute optimally to the governance priority programs in achieving food security, energy security, downstream industry, and industrializations, as well as other national strategic programs. This contribution is expected to have an impact on economic growth and improve public welfare. Furthermore, she explained that the amended SOE law contains several key provisions to strengthen governance. These include the transformations of the Ministry of SOEs into the SOE regulatory agency and regulating taxations on transactions involving investment holdings and related entities. She stressed that these changes are aimed at making SOES more effective in supporting the national economy. Of Regina Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was some information that happens in Indonesia this week on Highlight of the Week. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back, listener. Thank you for staying tuned in Indonesia Today. Listener, now let's listen to this session with Mutiara Aska.
In Voice of Indonesia Studio we have
Mutiara Aska.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So Mutiara Aska is it's very familiar name, right?
Oh, is it? Am
yes,
I popular?
Because
do you know me?
I think so.
Thank you, though.
I've seen your face everywhere, though.
Where?
In one of the television national in Indonesia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You've been there?
I've been there.
For what?
A time or two. Well, like, so,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, should I explain
myself?
All right. Hi, guys. You probably know me from Indonesian Idol 2021 during the pandemic.
Oh, yes.
And if you've seen me anywhere on your phone screen, I make content because I'm also a singer, songwriter, content creators, rappers, and also a voiceover talent. So, yeah.
And we will explore everything and you will wrap it in one wonderful song that you're going to do.
True, I have a song.
Yeah, you are also a songwriter and you've been writing for how many songs right now?
Oh, I haven't really counted, but like I started writing when I was in high school.
Ah.
Yeah, I write it about because I used to cope with bullying, right? And so the way I cope it is like through songwritings, through music. And one of my biggest, is not the question yet, but already explaining myself. But yeah, my biggest influence was Taylor Swift back in the days and until now.
Until now.
So yeah, I've written many songs, maybe 50 and above, but like the ones that are actually out there on digital platforms are like 7.
50? And you only released it 7?
Yeah, because some songs are like only up to chorus and I don't continue it anymore, you know, sometimes it's just a hook and I don't have the mood to, you know, continue it, then maybe that's not
and
it.
And you forgot.
And I forgot, but it's all in my books, like I have songwriting books.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's a long story, right, with you, because you have a very long career since you were in the young age.
Yeah, in music industry?
Yes, in music industry, you started in 21.
No, I started in 2019.
Oh, 2019.
Actually, it was my first debut song was Clouds. Actually, there's a reimagined version of it as well. But like, I'm sorry, I didn't bring the minus one today.
Oh, no. We've been asking for that one for a long time.
I know. Okay. Maybe later you'll see me. But yeah, it was back in 2019, April. It was my debut song when I was still working for an NGO. So it was a UMR rate. What is UMR rate?
UMR. Okay.
I still had my minimum wage back then, and I tried to save from there. So it means a lot to me, my debut song. But like back then, I didn't know how to promote. I only know how to produce, how to put it on digital platforms. So like back in my mind was like, oh, if you want to be claimed as a songwriter, then you got to have some songs out there. So yeah, that's what I did. And then I did Breathtaking, the not reimagined version.
Okay.
In December the same year. But like in that year.
In 2021.
No, Breathtaking was in 2019 December.
Oh, 2019 December.
Yeah, it was at the time where I was in The Voice Indonesia. So before Indonesian Idol, I was in The Voice Indonesia. And that time
captivating all the three judges, of course.
I hope so.
You are.
Oh, you've seen my performance.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for researching me.
I had
before.
A sneak peek for a little while.
Oh, okay. You'll see me. Yeah. And at that time, it was a turning point for me because like I had to choose between my NGO job and my singing career. And like basically my courage to the entertainment industry is like finally had it back in 2019. So at that time, I created Breathtaking. I wrote it because I felt like I just made a huge step in my life, which is to choose entertainment.
Is it the right choice until now?
Until now, alhamdulillah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, for now, like I can already like make money out of it, but like back then it was so hard. Like I had this idealism about where my music gonna go, because like I have a very heavy Disney musical influence, because I've always been a musical girl as well. Like I haven't told you, but I'm a musical performance as well, theater performance
yes.
as well.
That's what we're going to discuss a little bit.
All right, okay? All right, yeah. So yeah, it was a tough decision, and thankfully I gotta admit that I have the privilege of like my parents, because like not everybody would sustain this career path, I guess, if they don't have any safety net. But like for me, thankfully, I have my parents that supported me financially.
Awesome.
And then at that time, so I can keep continuing in music, like through musical theater until, you know, COVID hits. So I was basically unemployed. And, you know, in the entertainment industry, when you're about to go up and then you're new in the industry and then COVID hits. So even the biggest stars out there like barely had any jobs.
Yeah.
And can you imagine being me? Like, it's just basically unemployed and depressed and so on. But like,
Would you survive?
But like, what I had in mind was like, okay, maybe for now it's kind of killing me to not have any job. But I asked my father once again, and I used my savings to actually learn and to, you know, take lessons. Mm-hmm. Like back then, I took a sign language lesson. I took content creator.
You can speak sign language.
Kind of a little, like I could introduce myself.
I only said thank you.
Thank you and you're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. Yeah, it's because of my class. And I took sign language class. I took content creating class. I took basically videography and all those things while I'm unemployed. And one of the great class that I took was like voiceover. And it was back in, because I don't want to go back to office setting, you know, like I don't think I would fit in there.
The routine and everything.
Right. And so while I have the voice, so I said, what other career paths that could probably like utilize my voice, like without me having to work in the office? So I was like, oh, there's this voiceover career. Like back then, the first time I heard voiceover career was through my mentor, Sir Johnny White. His name was Sir Johnny White. He used to be the radio announcer for one of the radio in Jakarta.
Okay.
And he was the one who introduced me at first. And then after that, I took lesson in Voice Institute Indonesia. And after that, like until this day, I became their right hand, kind of like a trusty person. Like, it's cool. So amazing to see how far I've come, I guess. And yeah, through that and through actively taking classes, I could work on, you know, dubbing for digital platforms. You've probably seen me.
You already did dub some music or some films?
Dubbings, yeah. Films and series, but I couldn't really disclose what specifically, but I had
and sing
it
in musical?
In musical. The musical thing was like later on, because like the last time I had my musical was like 2019. But then the most comebacks I have is actually the comebacks like I haven't had in a long time. So it was last year, December. Mm-hmm. It was the Mamma Mia the musical.
Oh, yes. Is it like Mamma Mia?
Yeah, that Mamma Mia. Not Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Yeah, not that one. Okay.
All right, so can we hear a little bit, just a little bit, when you sing the Mamma Mia song? It's
okay.
Really famous by ABBA, right?
Yeah, and it's a licensed Broadway production. So like we bought the license and we take the original scripts and the scorings and everything. And so I played a Sophie Sheridan there. Sophie's song, one of the most proud moment for me, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
When I could sing Thank You for the Music.
All right.
So it goes like, thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I cannot clap here. Okay, wow. That's amazing. You have an amazing voice, actually.
Thank you very
and
much.
You also has a lot of characters. When you sing one song that calls breathtaking,
mm-hmm.
It's really, really amazing, right?
Thank you.
So I think we're going to hear and wrap up right now.
Some requests from the
requests?
From the control rooms.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can speak Korean too, right?
You do?
Oh my God, just a little. God. Like, you know, like what? I just take my Korean lessons like maybe a few weeks.
Okay.
And I can only say like, 안녕하세요, 저는 아즈카입니다. Indonesian 사람은? 아, 살아. wrong. Like, yeah, you got the point. Like, you know, I can only do basic introduction, and that's also 안녕하세요. I guess to the chingus who's listening to Voice of Indonesia, maybe one or two chingus out there.
Okay. You know?
Yeah. And one more thing, she has a long list of the LinkedIn, the portfolio.
Oh my god.
And the one more thing. Why haven't you been a translator, something like that? Because you have been translating lots of songs from the cringe one, according to people, into the best there was.
Oh, all right. Why haven't I become a translator?
Producer has been spoken, so.
Fun fact.
Oh.
I was an interpreter uh-huh. for a big event, like, do you know APSA is Asia Pacific Screen Awards?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the one step before Oscar, right? Like, I did some translation for Mrs. Chutmini back in the days. Yeah, when I was still studying in Queensland, I got asked to be the Indonesian interpreter for her at the festival. So yeah, that was one of the greatest moments because I got to see the amazing actors and actors and producer, directors, basically filmmakers.
You met all of them.
Yeah, and I've got to see some amazing actors and actors that I found on screen. Like, I watched them on the screen. It was there before my eyes. So yeah, it's amazing that I could have worked like that one time, but just that one time. The rest of it, I only did it for fun.
Ah, she only did it for fun, yeah. But it's quite educating.
Right.
All right then, we're going to promote your wonderful song called Braid Taking because I've been had a sneak peek for a little bit and you have so many characters in one song.
But have you seen the music voice. Video though?
No, I haven't. I just listened to the
Can I explain a little bit about the song?
Okay, sure.
Right? All right. So the song called Breath Taking is actually about a moment of victory in your life. And it let it be like smallest, biggest moments in your life. And the original music video that I launched in 2019, it fills with the stories of my friends who had struggles with their own demons that finally found their turning point and finally could embrace life once more. So if I may like mention my friend's story, is like one of them suffers with bipolar disorders. She finally overcame it, and she finally, you know, despite being late in graduating university, but she could manage by doing it like 5 years of college, and then she could get married, she could have a child, and it's amazing for a person with bipolar, apparently, like according to her.
It's your best friend.
It's a friend of mine. Oh. Yeah, it's an old friend of mine. And then she became, so from one person with bipolar, she chose to empower others through the community. Oh, okay. So she joined the bipolar community. And other than that, like another friend of mine, she's a trans woman who faced a lot of hate in here. So that's how she overcome it, is by truly being herself. And other than that, this another one is like my friend who liked to dance K-pop, but he's a guy. So back then in 2019, K-pop dance wasn't really like this
popular.
It was popular, but like not like this, not this like popular. This. So like guys who basically dance K-pop still got a lot of hate for it. And yeah, he said like it's one of the breathtaking moments of my life. In the clips, he said it was one of the breathtaking moments in my life when I finally admit that it's myself, that I embrace it fully. So yeah, breathtaking is very personal to me. And it's also, I hope it can be personal to other people too that face similar struggles or whatever struggles that you have. That the message is practically don't forget to thank yourself. Despite, yeah, you know, like this circumstances, you might overcome it. Like people might support you, but like what, like the red line is like it's always with you as well. Sometimes you forget to thank you, right. And soaking all this credits for you. But like breathtaking is all about that. It's soaking in all the credits for you. Like don't forget to thank you and love yourself and all that. Yeah.
Oh, it's so deep. The meaning is so, so deep. And hopefully it could also encourage a lot of people who has a similar problems or perhaps a lot of hatreds or so many bullying that happens these days, right? And hopefully it can encourage all of them who
definitely,
listen. So
definitely.
We're going to check out right now and wrap up our show for today. We are going to listen to this wonderful lady besides me who's going to sing Breathtaking.
All right.
Okay, let's check it out. Bye.
Take my hand, they say to take my hand. Everything is gonna get better. Take a step,
They say to take a step, it's one chance or it becomes never. Some days I feel drowned, some days I feel bright, some days I feel the world's gonna be my best friend forever and ever, and it's now. Take it slow, you are the one you owe. Make this one you'll cherish forever. Life's a show, so put it on like a pro. Your moment is gonna come sooner or later. Some days I feel drowned, some days I feel bright, some days I feel the world's gonna be my best friend forever and ever. And it's now standing here, I've never felt so nice. Being here, it takes away the blues, cause all this time, it comes down to this moment. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning and flying, and it's all breathtaking. Yeah, it's a life I'm learning, don't you go rambling, not stopping who you are, it's a no-go. Take a moment thinking who you are, you deep that low. Take a moment, you face that demon toe-to-toe. One step, two steps, you get it, don't hold the back, it's worth it. Burning flame, burning fire, burning passion. Wear what you must, what you're proud of, cause now that's a fashion. Victory has never tasted so sweet. When you move and dance with the flow, be it right or wrong, you're growing strong. Cause when you reach that mountaintop, you know that it's because you believed in you. Believe it was true. If you make you do all the things and broke your limits, be proud of who you are. Standing here, I've never felt so light. Being here, it fades away the blues, cause all this time, it comes down to this moment. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning. They're flying, you're flying. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning. They're flying, and it's all, and it's all.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kan lah
bersama dalam suka duka.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Know that I love you.
Can you feel
on it. I love you. Can't you feel my heartbeat, baby? Can you feel my heartbeat? Can you feel it, baby? I want you to know that I love you.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia.
Listener, thank you for staying tuned in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You can contact us to our Facebook fan page at The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram account at VOI_official, and email address voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening and happy weekend.